Assalamu alaikum and welcome back to our fourth episode, Journey with Suratul Hajj. In the last episode, we looked at hypocrisy and some of the meanings of what it means being a hypocrite and the minor and major. Alhamdulillah, Sheikh, I know we touched on a lot of this subject in the last episode, but just to summarize, we said like there is outward grade A hypocrisy and then there's minuscules of hypocrisy. I just wanted to just briefly go over that before we take the next few ayahs, inshallah.
Yeah, we were connecting to the verse where Allah said there are people who worship Allah as if they're on the edge. If good comes to them, they're happy with Islam, they're happy with Allah, and they worship Allah, and they follow the commandments. But if they're tried with the calamity, they turn on their heels, and they abandon Allah, and they forsake the deen. And if forsaking the deen completely, that's that yani major hypocrisy. And that's completely leaving Islam. That's becoming a non-Muslim. Yeah. But then we talked about the other levels where, you know, we can easily become that kind of person who is ready to worship Allah if the going is smooth and things are going your way.
I think last episode we said good times.
Yeah, good times, that's it. Good times. And then when times are a bit tough, then you know we stop praying on time, maybe we stop going to the masjid, maybe a sister may take off her hijab, for instance, maybe we don't give any kind of charity at all.
Brother may start shaving his beard off.
And yeah, we start committing sins and leaving the ibadat because life is tough.
We also touched on choosing the wrong companion. I think the verse touched on a bit of that, where you choosing the wrong companion to make your journey.
So that was when we were speaking about how Allah says that this type of hypocrite has chosen a different deity other than Allah be his companion. So it could be money, it could be certain kind of criminals in the sight of Allah as friends, it could be status and fame, it could be whatever is worshipped other than Allah and then is given precedence over Allah, it could be any of those things.
SubhanAllah. I know also we spoke about certain aspects of, just to summarize, in the beginning of the surah about having taqwa, and then you slowly moved on into resurrection and what would happen, and then the evidence for this resurrection about the creation of us. But I know the surah goes on to a lot more than that.
Yeah, that's what we're getting into now, inshallah. So let's look at the next few verses. So verse 14 to 17, we'll look at those now, inshallah. This is where Allah says,
إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُدْخِلُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَفْعَلُ مَا يُرِيدُ مَنْ كَانَ يَظُنُّ أَنْ لَنْ يَنْصُرَهُ اللَّهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ فليمدد بسبب إلى السماء ثم ليقطع فلينظر هل يذهبن كيده ما يغيظ وكذلك أنزلناه آيات بينات وأن الله يهدي من يريد إن الذين آمنوا والذين هادوا والصابئين والنصارى والمجوس والذين أشركوا إن الله يفصل بينهم يوم القيامة إن الله على كل شيء شهيد.
Indeed, Allah will admit those who believe and do righteous deeds to gardens beneath which rivers flow. Indeed, Allah does what He intends. Whoever should think that Allah will not support Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this world and the hereafter, let him extend a rope to the ceiling and then cut off his breath and let him see. Will his effort remove that which enrages him? And thus have we sent the Quran down as verses of clear evidence, and because Allah guides whom He intends. Indeed, those who have believed, and those who were the Jews and the Sabians and the Christians and the Magians, and those who associated with Allah, Allah will judge them on the day of resurrection. Indeed, Allah is over all things witness.
So now, when we look at these verses, the first thing is the contrast. You know, the munafiq, the one who outwardly professed Islam and inwardly was rebelling against Islam and maybe wanted to destroy Islam. Okay, that person has just been mentioned, and how that person has wasted their life and is going to get the worst of rewards, which is the punishment of the hellfire. And what they did in their life was a complete waste. That's contrasted with what the true ilah will do for you. Because that person's ilah, that person's deity, the thing that they worshipped, can't benefit them, can't harm them. So then Allah is contrasting with the true Lord that you have, Allah. What's He going to do for the believers? So this is the way Allah begins this section with verse 14, saying that Allah is going to enter those who believe and do righteous deeds into His Jannah, into gardens under which rivers flow. And then Allah makes that statement, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَفْعَلُ مَا يُرِيدُ. So you see the contrast. Everything other than Allah is futile, has no power, has no kingdom, has nothing. Why would you turn to it? Whereas Allah, He gives His believers everything they desire and what they can't even imagine right now. And then He's able to do whatever He wants. You know, we had in this same page, we had right at the beginning of the page, وَأَنَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ, that He has power over all things. He is able over all things. Here, Allah does whatever He wants. No one can stand in His way. So you feel the majesty of Allah. This is the deity. Any common sense, correct reasoning or sound reasoning dictates this is the Lord that you should worship.
Yeah.
Not any of these other silly things.
Can't help even help themselves.
Yeah, can't help themselves. So how are they going to help you? And you stop humiliating yourself. And then, now, we turn back to the disbeliever. Okay, so Allah says, مَنْ كَانَ يَظُنُّ أَلَّنْ يَنْصُرَهُ اللَّهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. Here, Allah is saying that person who thinks that Allah is not going to give victory to His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Okay, that person, if that's what he thinks, then let him follow the next steps that are being mentioned. Okay, if he thinks that's not going to happen, because it's so certain that Allah is going to do this. You know, Allah vowed, هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. That Allah is the one who sent His messenger with guidance and with this supreme deen, so that He would make it supreme and uppermost over all other religions. Whether people like it or not, that's done deal. It's finished. It's over.
It's just this is not a matter of question here.
Allah promises this fact several times in the Quran. Okay, it's a done deal. There's no doubt about it. It's just a matter of time. So this is Allah's promise, and Allah is the absolute truth. Allah never lies and never breaks His promise. So this person who thinks this is not going to happen, and Allah is saying, right, tie a rope to your ceiling.
Yeah? Challenging, basically.
Yeah, challenge. Tie a rope to your ceiling. Yeah, put the noose around your neck. And then go for it. Strangle yourself. Is that going to get rid of that rage that you feel that Allah's going to give victory to His Messenger? No, it's not going to happen. Okay? What's going to happen to you if you do that? You'll die. You'll meet your maker very quickly. So it's like ridiculing this person who has this perception that Allah is not going to give victory to His Messenger and to His religion. It's like, it's the ultimate yani mockery of this person,
and it's the ultimate challenge for that person.
Yeah,
as well.
Exactly.
If you really want to be on this path, go ahead.
Let's see where you end up, because this is the person who denies the resurrection. There's nothing after death. So why are you scared to do this then? Why are you scared? Because you know the reality. There is something there that you're worried about. That's why you would never do it. And those people who actually do take their lives. Yeah, may Allah protect us and forgive the Muslims who fall into this this sin. Yani, they're feeling grief and misery, and they've lost their way, and they think that by ending it all, I'm going to get something better. Because the misery that I'm feeling right now,
surely there must be something better than this.
That's what because there can't be anything worse. Yeah. That's what they're thinking. Because the reality is horrendously different. Why? Because what's waiting is much worse. Yani, the grave, when a person is in their grave, and yani, if they're tormented in their grave, that pain that they're feeling is worse than anything in the dunya. Yani, the malaika, munkar and nakir, the rod that they have, if they were to strike a mountain, it would crumble to dust. And they're being beaten over and over with that. The fire that they're tasting day and night is nothing like this world. It is far greater and superior. And even then, they know where they're going. They have a window and they see their final destination, Jahannam. And they're going to be saying, because this punishment in the grave is less than that punishment, oh Allah, do not establish the hour. Because moving forward just gets worse.
And there's no end to that, to be honest. Because, you can, someone can end their life here. But when they get to that saying, they've ended their life, there's no end to that. I mean, when you're in your grave, there is no other destination. Your destination is...
Yeah, you started.
That journey now.
Yeah, that journey's there. And everything's laid out in the open. So then, after this has been clarified, right, this is the true ilah, Allah, who can do everything and give everything. Nothing stands in His way. And you people who think that Allah's not going to give victory to His deen and His messenger, yani, you're completely deluded. Then Allah says, وَكَذَلِكَ أَنزَلْنَاهُ آيَاتٍ بَيِّنَاتٍ. Likewise, we have revealed very clear, crystal clear verses and signs. وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يُرِيدُ. Allah gives guidance to whoever He pleases. Then Allah mentions a list. He says, there's people who believe. There's the Jews, the Christians, the Sabians, the Majus, the Magians. All of these people are all going to claim in this dunya, we're upon the truth. Then Allah says, and even those who do shirk with Allah. So Allah ends it all, ends the discussion where truth is and where falsehood is. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَفْصِلُ بَيْنَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ.
There's a clear line between
them. That's it. يوم القيامة, Allah's going to judge. And then He says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ شَهِيدٍ. Don't think that anything escapes Allah's knowledge and sight. Allah's recorded it all. And then He's going to bring you to account.
Sheikh, I'm going to just stop you there, inshallah. We're going to go for a quick, brief break, inshallah, and we're going to pick this discussion up right after. Inshallah. Brothers and sisters, please join us straight after the break. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum and welcome back after the break. Sheikh, before we went on break, we were discussing how Allah drew a line between, is it right saying us and them, or... How would
yani, the believers and every other religious claim to being on the truth.
Deity and everything.
Yeah. So Allah mentioned the different religions. He mentioned the believers. He mentioned the Jews. He mentions wasabi'een, the sabi'ah. He mentioned the Christians. He mentioned the Magians. He mentioned those who worship idols and worship many deities.
So Allah's going to judge. All encompassed in this.
Yeah. So from them, yani, you will find some of them were following the truth as best as they knew it, and others were on complete misguidance. You find that with people, isn't it? The heart has been created to recognize the truth and submit to it. This is fitrah. This is the innate nature that Allah has created us upon.
Okay.
So here Allah is saying, you know, everyone who makes a claim to being on the truth, judgment is only for Allah, and it will happen Yawm al-Qiyamah. And He was witness to everything you people were saying and doing and whatever it was. So Allah is going to sort out all your disputes at that point.
And this would include some of the claims that Muslims make as well, right?
Because
some of them claim that even they are on the right.
Yeah, you have different kind of layers of that. So you have people who are... who succumb to certain desires they have, and then they try to justify that in kind of some kind of Islamic dress, and make people believe that, yeah, you know what, I'm not really doing wrong. Look, I can justify it Islamically. Some people have got the gift of the gab. You know, if they want to sell you yani some rubbish as if it's gold, they can. You know, some people have that silver tongue, don't they?
And this, we're saying there's a clear line now.
Clear line. Allah is witness to what's going on, and Allah is going to judge Yawm al-Qiyamah. Anyone who says, I'm upon the truth, this is the truth, Allah is the judge.
And you know what, reflecting upon it, in the rites of Hajj as well, there's certain actions that's clear. There's, like, for example, going to Jamarat, going to Muzdalifah, going to these places, the rites of Hajj, they're clear as well because everybody does it.
Everyone's doing the same thing, isn't it? Yeah. And then if you have someone odd, it's interesting you mentioned this point at this juncture here. Right, everyone's doing one thing and you are doing this weird thing by yourself. You're the strange one, which is really a good intro to the next ayah. So the next ayah, verses, we're going to look at verses 18 all the way down until 22. So 18
to 22.
Yeah, we're going to look at 18 to 22, inshallah. So this is where Allah says,
أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَسْجُدُ لَهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَالشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرُ وَالنُّجُومُ وَالْجِبَالُ وَالشَّجَرُ وَالدَّوَابُّ وَكَثِيرٌ مِّنَ النَّاسِ وَكَثِيرٌ حَقَّ عَلَيْهِ الْعَذَابَ وَمَنْ يُهِنِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ مُكْرِمٍ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَفْعَلُ مَا يَشَاءُ هَذَانِ خَصْمَانِ اخْتَصَمُوا فِي رَبِّهِمْ فالذين كفروا قطعت لهم ثياب من نار يصب من فوق رؤوسهم الحميم يصهر به ما في بطونهم والجلود ولهم مقامع من حديد كلما أرادوا أن يخرجوا منها من غم من أعيدوا فيها وذوقوا عذاب الحريق.
Do you not see that to Allah prostrates whoever is in the heavens and whoever is on the earth and the sun and the moon and the stars and the mountains and the trees, the moving creatures and many of the people? But upon many the punishment has been justified. And he whom Allah humiliates, for him there is no bestower of honor. Indeed, Allah does what he wills. These two are adversaries who have disputed over their Lord. But those who disbelieve will have cut out for them garments of fire, poured upon their heads will be scalding water, by which is melted that within their bellies and their skins. And for striking them are maces of iron. Every time they want to get out of hellfire from anguish, they will be returned to it, and it will be said, taste the punishment of the burning fire.
That's interesting that, you know, you said everyone in Hajj is doing the same thing. And then the odd ones may be doing something else. It's as if you sensed, or you had a taste of what's going to come next. And you see the harmony in what you sensed with what came next. Allah said, look, everything, don't you see, everything in the universe prostrates to Allah. Everything in the heavens and the earth. And then specifically, the sun. And in the hadith, the Prophet asked the question, do you know, to the companion, he asked the question, do you know where the sun goes when it disappears? He said, Allah and His Messenger know best. So the Prophet ﷺ said, it goes and makes sujood under the arsh of Ar-Rahman. Okay, so it goes there, it makes sujood, it gets its permission, it asks permission to rise again, and then it is given the permission and it rises from the east and sets in the west. So every time it's going and setting, it's going to the arsh, under the arsh of Allah, and actually making sujood to Allah. So then the Prophet ﷺ says, but soon it's going to come to the time where it comes and it makes sujood. and it's not accepted from it. And then it asks permission, and it's not given permission. And then Allah says to it, rise from where you've come from. So then it will rise from the west. And that's Yawm al-Qiyamah. That's when the Qiyamah will happen, when the sun rises from the west. Okay, so the first thing Allah says after the generality, you know, everything in the heavens and the earth prostrates to Allah. So right there you've got everything you can imagine. Then Allah specifies these huge creatures that He has made. The sun, the moon, okay, the stars, the mountains, the trees, all of that, those animals that walk on the earth. And then Allah says, وَكَثِيرٌ مِّنَ النَّاسِ. Okay, so when you read this, you're thinking, or you could understand, oh, so everything does it. If Allah had said, and people, you would have assumed, and all people do it too. So Allah didn't say that. He said, and many people. Meaning that there are others who refuse to bow down to Allah. The prostration. Okay, and this is the sign, the mark, whether you're in harmony with the creation or not, that you prostrate to Allah.
SubhanAllah. And it's amazing to see that how everything else is included, but mankind, us being part of mankind, some of us are discluded.
Yeah. And then the rejection of that sujood doesn't just end at that. Allah then says, وَكَثِيرٌ حَقَّ عَلَيْهِ الْعَذَابِ. And in many of them, the torment has been justified on them. They're going to be punished. They deserve to be punished. And how many of them? وَكَثِيرٌ, many. Yani when you look, the Prophet ﷺ tells us about Adam alayhi salam, and then Allah saying to him, take out from yourself, your progeny, ba'thun nar. Yani everyone that's going to the hellfire. And then they ask him, how many? Who are they? Who are the ba'thun nar? Who are these people who are going to the hellfire? He says, from every 1,000, how many do you think?
Is it 99?
999 out of every 1,000 are going to
Jahannam. So only one.
One out of 1,000 is going to.
So 1%.
Yeah. Yeah, less than 1% would be 1 out of 100.
0.1%, isn't it?
Yeah, 0.1.
Yeah, 0.1.
1,000. Out of every 1,001, they said, how are we going to be that one? And then the Prophet ﷺ says, yani, from Ya'juj and Ma'juj, 1,000 and one from you. So Allah, yani, the Prophet ﷺ reassures us, because he goes on in that hadith to say, you people, do you know how much you're going to be of the people of Jannah? Not a third, not a quarter, not a third, not a half. You're going to be more than that. Two-thirds of Jannah will be filled with the Muslims.
So the
Allahu
Ummah.
Akbar, yani the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nothing more than that. Yani we are part of the greatest nation that will ever live. Because we make up the greatest number of inhabitants of Jannah. Yani that in itself, what did we do to get this blessing from Allah? We didn't do anything. We
were just chosen.
We were chosen by Allah.
And you sometimes have to ask, why were we chosen? Huh?
Alhamdulillah, we were chosen. Alhamdulillah.
Yeah, alhamdulillah.
So here Allah says, right, but there's all of these who are not going to bow down, and they deserve to be punished. And then, وَمَنْ يُهِنِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ مُكْرِمٍ. Whoever Allah humiliates, no one can honor them. Allah does as He pleases. And this is the first sajda of the surah. Okay? Allah does whatever He pleases. Now, here, the one who doesn't prostrate, Allah is going to humiliate them. Okay, that's very clear. A believer can be tortured, but he's not humiliated. These people, they could have the luxuries of the world, but because Allah hates them, they are humiliated. Okay, now, the rest of the verses, they then give us detail of the punishment. So here you have, right, there are the two opposing groups, the believers and the disbelievers. Some of the companions talked about this being the three who stood for the Muslims in the Battle of Badr, and the three who stood for the kuffar, the disbelievers in the Battle of Badr. But the two groups, and you see, they're going to have clothes of fire. The boiling water is going to be poured upon their heads. It's going to burn them inside out. Then they're going to be beaten with iron torture tools by the angels. Every time they want relief, they want to get out of it, they're going to be put back in it. And the only thing they're going to get is torment, physical, emotional, psychological. The only thing they're going to hear is taste the punishment. And that's how Allah ends this section, telling you the end of these people who do not fulfill or fall into the harmony of the rest of creation.
You can't help but take back, subhanAllah, how graphic sometimes it can be. I mean, we're listening to it, we're hearing it, but you can make up this play in your head and imagine that, how it's going to be on that day for those who face this kind of punishment.
And even when you think about it, if you saw someone going through that, you couldn't handle it. The mercy and the pity you would feel would be so overwhelming. Yet, Allah says, this is justified upon these people.
And this is what Allah can do and will do.
Exactly.
And Allah does whatever He wills, subhanAllah.
As He said, subhanAllah.
JazakAllah khair, Shaykh. I mean, it's really important that after listening to the ayah, that we all go and make sujood. So brothers and sisters, we are going to end here now. Join us again on the next episode, Journey with Suratul Hajj. Please make sure you do that sujood. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.